Oh, I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
There's additional, yeah. I think the point people are making tonight is the county has contributed a sizable amount of money to have the state do the water thing. That will be the latest comprehensive data of what this basin is all about. I think it's going to take you 2 years at a minimum to build any kind of consensus. But you're not talking a bunch of major water purveyors. You're talking 16,000 people here who are affected by any decision made by this group, county, or this thing that's going to be formed. And so I have no qualms about trying to gather people together, get the information, but don't make a major decision until that final report is made.
I don't think that there's anybody that would disagree with what Supervisor Bradley just said. I mean, it's the most logical thing. But that doesn't mean, does that mean that, what are the differences? Do you wait 2 years to form an agency while other projects are being built on the Mesa?
That's the question.
There's a definite advantage of having an HC in place when this report comes in.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you know how long it takes to get a
specific
plan?
The district has been contributing
to the specific
plan.
Yeah. And so I don't think it's
going to
happen
in 2 years. Isn't the consensus of those made by show of hands, the ones that are here tonight, that a lot of your opposition is based on the fact that you don't believe there's an overdraft? Who believes there isn't an overdraft? Well, I want to get an idea of where the root of the protest is. Because obviously, if there is concern in certain areas, we need to better address those areas in future meetings. Okay.
Look at
this
fact. You have agreed. You have stated that there are conflicting studies. And I think that's what we understand. There are conflicting studies. And I think that we're going to throw a until we have one of these research studies.
There are a lot of you that, okay, so maybe you're not sure whether it's an overdraft or not, but you feel it's premature. Then you folks are going to really need to become actively involved in all the approval processes regarding hotels, golf courses, businesses, and things that are outside our jurisdiction and outside your own. And you'll voice your protest because there's no way to control that. The county has its own checks and balances process, but there's no way for us and overlying landowners that have wells out there, they will be affected. And there's not enough interest and input from overlying landowners regarding individual projects. The projects go through. The projects are rarely denied. Man, some of them are large water users, and they will affect everybody in the area. And this is a method by which we can group a lot of people, have more cohesive voice, and have a little bit bigger hammer regarding what type of development occurs.
We just went through extensive hearing process on updating the general plan, which has all the latest data. The individual projects will have to mitigate all their impacts, including impacts water to allow them to do that. When you guys come over to our area and drill a well, Holiday and others in the town area get really excited. What are you going to do with that water? Where are you going to take it? How much of it are you going to come out? You don't do it in Martin County before. You just dig a hole to start pumping water. And so, you know, I think we have to get all the cards on the table. We have to have lots of discussions. I've been through this so many times. Unfortunately, I've gone here and the greatest showdown, but, you know, it's extraordinarily difficult. If you believe it's the right thing to do, if you want it to happen, it's a benefit to all of us, it's going to be a lot of hard work. And that means going up to sleep and going to meeting after meeting, identifying the goal, what you want to achieve, and at each meeting, you should progress. Don't just sit around and jaw and complain and whatever. It's important to do it, set goals for each meeting to achieve, and if you do that over the next year or so, maybe we can put in place a plan that we can go forward under the same criteria. But until we go down those barriers, we're not going to do anything better.
As the lady stated earlier, that I did state that there's some conflicts on the reports, but I also stated that the preponderance of data shows there's an overdraft. And I stand by that.
Yes, the conflicts are...
I believe that when the study comes out, that'll be confirmed.
The whole study shows overdraft, and there was nothing here on the table. So I'm a little bit confused.
Well, we don't question our experts, but there are some experts out there. We have to rely on the two.
And they're always extraordinarily privileged. They always care.
Rightfully so, though.
And that's important.
We don't want to be...
most
of them don't want to put the cart before the horse.
The conflicts are mainly the degree of overdraft.
Yeah.
No. The conflict is that there is not an overdraft or where there is an overdraft. It's not a question of...
Could you supply me with those reports? I'd like to look at them.
I've read another one of them, and I took it right off your desk.
The more reports out to them.
I think if you read it very carefully and look at the assumptions that they made, it's very clear that it says they're not over.
It's pretty hard to tell somebody who's on the calendar road that they're over. One of my friends was out there in the middle of the drive before we got any rain. Went out there and checked the roads and
it
was
not overreached. My well was
dry, shot, gone. I was
overdrafted.
The people on Calendar Road weren't overdrafted. That's where the water
you guys is. You guys are trying to compare. An overdraft is a large scale condition. You're trying to compare extraction to what we call area depression. That's not the basis on which you base it. Whether you determine you're in an overdraft condition or not, whether your well is higher than last year. You got to look at everybody's well. Okay?
I understand that. Okay.
Steve, can I suggest something,
yes,
Steve?
Mr. Huggies.
I think there's been a lot of good information that's come out in the open tonight, and it seems to me that what's really needed is a couple of workshops where you have breakout sessions and you write ideas on the board. Okay. And you want to find out what you agree on, what you disagree on, and what's important to find out more about. And it seems to me that if you had a couple of those workshops, that would put you a long way ahead of where we are tonight.
Can we pick a date for a workshop? Doug, do you have any dates in mind at all? It's probably too premature to put one and two. What do you think it's going to have to be for?
Well, I think first off, we need to get a list of people that would be interested in attending. And either give me your name or call me.
Format, we need a facilitator. The county is using excellent one at the Oceano Airport.
Yeah, we might need a facilitator.
Yeah, I highly recommend it because they keep you focused.
Exactly, that's a good suggestion. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I know, we're going to have to wrap this up. We're not going to make a motion on the resolution tonight. It's going to stay tabled. Okay. What we need to do then is close out the public hearing unless anyone has a real pressing question and can answer in 30 seconds or less. And we're going to go back to our home facility and consider the Monday items and let the zoning close up the cafeteria. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion to table the item to a future meeting. I have a motion by Director Blair, a second by Director Mendoza to table this item to a future meeting. All directors in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, nobody is opposed. Thank you for coming. We do appreciate your input.